Then we can do.
We can freely do Madhvutva Kadambini because it is of sadhana. But a qualified sadhana can hear. But there are so many things that he cannot utter as this. We will read something. Some imagine also and think here also. What is it? One slope. 25 25 Sindur Rekha Simante Ratna Salakaya Mayava Kalpita Kintu Kinte Sa Alkancho Bhavishyati. Raghunath Das Goswami.
First he has given
Rakshalya Pada Kamalam Padonu Kramena Gostendra Sonu Daite Daukesh Pasam. And Narbada Grafit, we have done this.
Yes.
He has decorated his veni. No? Then 24th. He wants to give a tilak in this Lalat Pradesh, head for head. And other service he wants to do. Then we come to 25th. His friend, that they will come for me, that I will serve you with Sindura. Sindur means what? Red? Sindur.
That red color.
In England, in English, no word.
Red Sindur
is there.
Red dye.
Only in India. Only in India. For a lady, sandur is essential. If all ornaments are there, all avarans are there, everything is there. But if there is no sindur, then nothing is there. No? Then it will be treated that she is widow. She is not married or she is not Swabhagyavati. So this is main essential thing for a lady, Indian lady. So in Raghunath Das Goswami there are two things. Milan among Vira.
Meeting and separation.
Meeting and separation, both things are there. When he is keeping inside and meditating and remembering the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, he thinks that I am seeing just his, they are standing before me. As pratyaksha.
Direct perception.
Direct perception. So, sometimes he goes in inner, in meditation, and he forgets everything outside. Then he is so much happy and with ananda. And he thinks that I am serving Srimati Radhika and Krishna. Especially here, serving Srimati Radhika. But when the remembrance goes away, he is feeling so much separation, weeping, crying bitterly. He is so much feeling separation there. He, at first he is seeing Radha and Krishna in Javad. Srimati Radhika has taken bath. Now they are decorating Srimati Radhika. Everything has been given to Radhika. All ornaments, all avaran. The difference between avaran and alankar. Alankar is of golden and all these things. But avaran, like kulal, anjan,
tilak,
kumkum, tilak,
kustudi,
they are of 36 kinds of avaran. Sola, 16. And so many alankaras there. But sometimes, if alankara is not there, but avaran are there, it is so beautiful, it looks like. If Radhika has no alankar, at the time of cooking, they are told, Radhika has taken off all his
ornaments,
and this chador also, very thin, white dress, very halka,
light,
very light. Yes. And at that time, a sakhi gives mirror to Srimati Radhika. See how beautiful you look like. Here he is giving. He is in inner sight. She is telling to Radhika, oh dear friend or Sakhi, a day will come when I will give this avaran of sindur to you in your head, Simanta. Simanta?
The part in the hair.
This part. When he was telling to Srimati Radhika this fact, this prayer, he at once went deep in pastimes of Krishna. What is this sindur? Sindur has friendship with Krishna carved hair. Black and curved hair. Understand?
Curling.
Curled. And black hair. To have friendship. How friendship? The Sakhi gives here sindur and kajal to this very big eyes like deer and very chanchal netra,
moving eyes
of Srimati Radhika as deer. she is giving darpan to Srimati Radhika. See how beautiful you look like. Your this face is so much beautiful. She took the mirror and saw how beautiful this face is. But it is not for mine, myself, this beautiful. If Krishna will see this face and he will be so happy, then I will be happy. Otherwise, no use of this and this. By chance, the Sakhi sees that Krishna has come at once and saw the face of Srimati Radhika. And he saw that so beautiful this Beni is, decorated with Kunda Sraja, Kunda Mala, and very deep red, this is Sindhu. He at once attacks and he ties hold the Srimati Radhika and he takes in his arms. Same time, this Sindhu meets Krishna. Calls hair, and they both become so much happy. So Krishna takes this in his head, that thing. And Sakhis are seeing all these things. They become so happy to see the face of Krishna and the hair. When Krishna knows this, he becomes so happy. Radhika becomes so happy. The Sakhi are more happy than Krishna and Radha to see. This is the symptom of Manjari. Krishna is taking the sign of that sindur here. Gopis sees and feels here that Krishna has taken that sindhu from my head. Everything which sign has Radhika, this Kinkaris has everything. They see the thing and they realize that Krishna is meeting with Radhika. Is meeting with us. So they don't want any from Krishna direct. They want everything from Srimati Radhika. So, O Devi, now he is out of, in his now. When he becomes in knowledge, and when he remembers that I am this body, I am in Radha Kunda, as a sadhaki, he begins to cry and weep. O Radhike, will I decorate your simanta by this sindoor? And Krishna will take the sign of that thing and we will be so much pleased. Here, one thing that gopis are giving sindhu tied about sindhu. So Srimati Radhika is so beautiful. But there is some behind this. There is something. Past times are behind deeply. Radhika don't want to have this. Only not for her. we decorate ourselves or body for us, but gopis don't do anything for them. No spark there. Only to attract Krishna and to make pleased to Krishna. Krishna priti artha. We cannot realize this thing in this stage. But there is a stage when gopis want to only to please Krishna. Our, you know, Balaram, there was a poet, bhakta poet, Balaram. He has written so beautifully, marvelously, the cow herdings of Krishna when he is going. Appa Gondalol Lila, Saksharas, and Basalaras too. Now he is giving some description of Srimati Radhika. She is telling that Srimati Radhika is thinking, always see, think how to please Krishna, how to serve Krishna. She is Srimati Radhika. Is telling something. What she is realizing is how Krishna loves me. In the words of Balaram Kavi, Marame kahunu mu, marime kahunu, mo puna thekilu, se janara peri iti phande. If you knew Bangla, and especially if one has some idea of Rasa-sastra, Bhakti-sastra, and all these things, he can, then they can embody in this portion of Rasa. This is in Bangla Pyar, but yes, very, very few persons can take bath in this poem. मरम कहिलु मो पुन ठेकिलु से जनार पेरी ती फांदे. The meaning is this, that all sakhis are there. Srimati Radhika is there. Radhika is telling with separation mood here. Great separation mood. That if I knew first the activities and everything of Krishna, that he is so much beautiful from upper side, outward, but inner side he is so much cruel, carved, and so many this qualities. I never had so much love for him. I'm telling my maram. Maram means heart. The thoughts of my inner heart, maram. Hriday meaning? Heart. I have now realization. I am telling by heartly feelings that anyone should not love Krishna. Always be very, very far away from him. Because he's black outwardly and inwardly too. If I knew it that I would have expressed that no affection for Krishna. Krishna has jal bichha karke rakha hai,
keeping net,
to caught any deer or supakshi or any bird.
Trap.
Hidden in earth. The trap is hidden in earth. Only very far away there is a rope, and we can
pull
on
it. And the trap closes. We are caught.
Then the Krishna has shipa karke rakha hai. He has hidden in earth or anywhere a trap to caught all birds and beasts. What is his trap? You know? What trap? It is made of ropes and all things. What it may be?
It's beautiful.
He has arrow and
bow
and arrow. This is bow and arrow. By which he can, when any beast or any bird or anything will come and see in trap, he will shoot by that arrow. This is his bow. And this is arrow sight. And it is dhar diya hua. And it has been sat on kundal. Kundal is no great. He is so cruel that he does like this always. So that barn may be, arrow may be so sharp. And so pitiful face. Beautiful Bansi Vadan. So beautiful. His words are more than beautiful in Bansi. He has some rust mixed with bees.
Poison.
So anyone does not die, but he becomes mad only. And what he tells, he does that person. So, Mopuna Phetilu. At first I was in his trap, and I saw. Anyhow, I came out of his trap once. Anyhow, I fled away from him. And then, from then, I always try not to fall in that trap. But more punny fatally, मैं फिर उसी के जाल में पड़ गई.
Again, step by step.
If we give anything to a dog, and when he comes, we beat him. To dog, and go by fear he goes away, and again two again he comes, again we do, we bite him, and again if we do, he will fear, but anyhow he will come to you. So he is fearing, but again a thekilu, thekilu means or Thanapuri, it fell in his trap. We are fearing not to, and we have decided not to come, not to fail in his trap. But it fell in his trap. Se janaro piriti phande. Piriti phande. Phan. Phan means trap is of priti.
Made of priti.
Here, the word is priti and piriti. Who is so fit for fit?
Piriti.
Piriti. Prem, even more than beautiful and tasteful. And madhu, so madhu, PVP. So this is thaan. Oh, I am your das. Krishna is telling to Gopi. I know nothing except it. I am forever, I am your servant. What you will do? Tell, I will. Do all things. I cannot live without you. You are my most priyatama, more than Chandravali, Padma, and all. To whom he talks, does life. What to tell gopis? Yeah, he is accustomed in Vrindavan, Braja, to tell like this. Understand? So when he left Mathura and went to Dwarka, he could not unremember, could not bhuljana, forget all these habits. So in Dwarka he used to do like the same thing. He told with pratigya, promise, pratigya. I am telling three times, O Sattadhama Devi, you marry heart and soul. I don't love too much to Rukmini. I am only of you. And when he goes to Rukmini, he says that I don't know anyone. I know only you. And once Narada came there with a parijat flower. The qualities of parijat pushpa is this. That one who will have this parijat pushpa on his head or anybody, anywhere in his body, he will be always so beautiful. No discolor, always so happy. And there are so many good qualities. He will feel no thirst, no hunger, nothing of type. His beautiful will be always beautiful. So he brought this from heaven, from Indra garden. And when Krishna was sitting in his Ranivas, Ranivas means with a Rani, all Rani, all queens, 16,008, all were there. And at once Narada came and gave it to Krishna and told Krishna that in my presence, just now, you should give this flower to any on one of queen or king who got very near and dear to you. To whom you love much best. Krishna thought that there will be so much quarrel there. What should I do? and Narada Bhaj insisted.
Again and again.
That you should do first immediately and then do anything. You should give. I want to see who is your best priya. Krishna told that he thought that today I'm in sore trouble. But Narada Bhaj insisting, so he gave it to Rukmini. Because all know that he sees Patarani. But everyone knows that I am most dearest of Krishna. Especially Satyabhama always thought that I am most beautiful and dearest to Krishna. And Krishna tells like this always. When he gave to Rukmini, all face became
pale.
And she became, Satyabhama became so angry, so much angry. He thought in his mind that, so Krishna has done my apaman.
Insult.
He has insulted me. He always tells like that, you are most priya. And here, in front of all, he has insulted me and given it to Rukmini. If he has taken it and kept it in his pocket and given to none, we have some consolation. But he has given, so he became so furious. And weeping and with red, serious eyes,
he went
away. And unclothed his queen's dress and all ornaments. And he would lock the door. And slept lying on the ground. And so long
breath.
With like a serpent. Not
serpent.
Serpent. Krishna then and all were so much unhappy. But Rukmini became so happy. Krishna said, what should I do? Then he silently came along the house of Satyabhama. She was lying down and weeping and crying. She sat towards the feet of Srimati Satyabhama and kept his hand on the feet of Satyabhama at once threw his legs to his hand, not speaking, only by picked up the hand of Krishna. Then Krishna again with hands. And your wife was so angry. You should not be so angry. I have seated only Chandravali. Rukmini. I have seated. I have not done love to Rukmini. But I only seated. But you are so much without buddhi. But less intelligent. So you could not understand. I have given my heart to you. What to tell this flower? Ordinary flower? Or ordinary flower? You want ordinary flower or my heart? have given my whole heart and everything to you. And you are only this is for that ordinary flower. Then he told with angry that you cannot give even a flower what to tell about your heart. I don't believe in you. Now I want to go to my father home. I will not live here with you. Then Krishna is so big teacher and big clever. Anyhow, consoled her, and told that this moment, I will go to heaven and bring whole tree for you. What to tell? You are only crying and weeping, and you are not believing me for a ordinary flower. I will give whole tree here in your Raj Bhavan. At once he called Garuda, and Garuda came, and Krishna took Satyabhama in his lap here and sat on Garuda, and at once went to give him. And there he is. And was uprooted that Parijat Pushpa. When he was ready to come, Indra, which is all goddesses, God, he told Krishna that you cannot take it. We will quarrel with you. We will fight with you. Fought, but he was defeated. Padumna and Narunut all came there, and there was a big fight there. And Krishna defeated Indra and took the tree here in Dwarka, in the Raj Palace of Satyabhama. Then he told Satyabhama that you should give invitation to Rukmini and all others. Become so pleased. And see, he gave invitation that today that tree will be planted in the garden of my garden. So you are all invited. All came. If Satyabhama was there in the place of Rukmini, Satyabhama never taken that invitation, and she will not come in this function. But Rukmini was so much udar,
God-minded,
and very sahishnu, tolerance, qualification. So took the invitation, and she also came and went in. So Krishna Srimati Radhika is telling that I first knew and went in the trap of Krishna, but suddenly I came out of the trap and decided not to come any forever in the trap of Krishna. But again I was cheated, and I came in the trap of Krishna. Rati dina chite, bhavite, tarase parano kande. The trap is that there is no trap, but his purity is so, Pratimana love is so, that day and night, always, everywhere, every moment, my pran, life, is always waiting for meeting Krishna. Our soul, my soul is always waiting to meet Krishna. Always. why he is weeping? Why his soul is wanting so? Because when Krishna meets with me, I remember. Sometimes I forget this thing. When I meet with Krishna, and Krishna touches me, I bhul jata, I forget where I am, who I am, nothing. And what he does with me, I don't know. Krishna, bhuke bhuke, mukhe chokhe lagi thake, samu sato pahara. He gets in my mouth, his breast in my breast, chok, eyes mean eyes, always he wants to go in my heart, and he also wants that he should tear his heart and keep me inside. What he wants, I don't know. I unremember every, forget everything. And he feels that I have lost Srimati Radhika. Always, in meeting also Krishna, Sapa Saharaya. Understanding something? I met Krishna, but Krishna setting me, sitting me in his lap, or my every body, parts of body, mixed with the parts of Krishna. But yet Krishna thinks that I have not got Srimati Radhika. O Bhuka Chiriya, Hiyara Majhare, Amare Rakhi Te Chaya. O Bhuka Chiriya. What Chiriya?
He has opened my chest.
Krishna, his chest.
And
wants to keep me inside. Haar nahi diya, galaya pariye. Chandana nahe maakhe gaya. Oh, Krishna thinks that Srimati Radhika is like a
garland,
haar,
necklace.
If I was haar, Krishna will take in his in
neck
and chest. Galaya pari. Chandana nahe maakhe gaya. If I was chandan, sandal, then he wants to
rub
in his whole body.
Yadi
main chandan hoti, to Krishna humko apne angon mein charo taraf laga leta. Yadi haar hoti main, to apne gale mein pehen leta. Anek jatane ratan paiya. Krishna thinks, why should I keep Srimati Radhika? This is not Radhika, this is my life and soul, and she is my waste dhan, sampatti.
Well.
So, if anyone sees it, they will be great to have this. So, I should hide it in my heart, where I should. Karpur Tambul Apani Sadiya Mur Mukhe Bharide. She loves me so much that Mani Shyamla from two Shyamla Srimati Radhika is telling all these things. Karpur Tambul, you know? He makes himself Betika, Tambul Betika. And very lovely, he takes it and gives it in the mouth of the mother.
হাসিয়া হাসিয়া শিবুক ধরিয়া মুখে মুখে দিয়া লয় সাজাইয়া কাচাইয়া বসন পারাইয়া আবেশে লইয়া কোলে দীপ লইয়া হাসে মুখ নিরখিতে চিটিল নয়ন লোরে। সে decorates my bani, he gives kajal in my eyes, and he gives adhobarsan lahanga very beautifully, and gives all ornaments to Radhika, and then having a pradeep, you know, non-plant pradeep, swarna pradeep, giving their ghee and bhakti, and sex before Srimati Radhika, and always looks and always likes to look Srimati Radhika's face, dipalaya mukha nirakite, and begins to wait. Charane dhariya java karachai, and he takes my face in the left of Mani Krishna, Mani keeps it in left, and he writes the name of Krishna there, Krishna, Krishna there, with very good art. Balaram chite bhavite bhavite panjar hai. Balaram telling, oh, when I had chance to see this loving prince to Srimati Radhika and serving to Radhika, remembering this past time and seeing no Radhika and Krishna there, I'm always waiting. And Pajar Hoilo says, Pajar Maneki,
heart.
Already finished. My favorite heart already finished. This feeling separation here. To see Krishna serving Srimati Radhika. Here also. He wants to see that I will do with Swarna Shalaka this thing. And Krishna will be very greedy to have this in his black curls here. When I will see all these things? In Madhurya Kadambini, you can go after Nishtha. What is Nishtha, you know?
Absence of anartha.
Now, anartha is there, but something.
Almost to nil.
When asakti will come, then almost all offenses will go. But in nistha, when there will be nistha, in Srimad Bhagavat there is a slope that
come all over.
Offenses have gone, but there is something there. But Uttahmai, Ghantarla, Dirvikalpa, Vishaya Sangara, Niyamakshama, Tarangarangi. This is the Thaisland. You know all these states you have read, perhaps? Madhurya Kadambini. We require this thing person. Our bhakti should become into nistha. If there is no nistha, we cannot move an inch further. If we have no offense, nama aparad, if we have no seva aparad, Uttahmai has gone away. Ghanatarla has also gone away. We have passed that stage. Ghanatarla means
sporadic endeavor. Sometimes enthusiastic, sometimes unenthusiastic.
Sometimes that we have no gained nothing. What to do? And sometimes very happy that we have got something. Vishaya Sangara, fight without with Vishaya. Sometimes we don't want to be in Vishaya. And sometimes we are bound to go in Vishaya. Especially being in mud. So many kinds of things come, bhog comes, very good cloth, good time, chasma, ghadi, and so name and shame, everything comes. I will not take anything. I will not take from today milk. Anyhow, you become ill, doctor advised to take milk, we'll have to take milk. Achha, I'm taking this milk, but when I'll be recovered, I will not take. This is Vishaya Sangara. I don't want to take, but yet I take. Vishaya Sangara. And Buddha-vikalpa and artha-vikalpa. Niyamakshama. Niyamakshama, you know? That's it.
Your brush is Buddha-vikalpa.
I want to chant 1 lakh of Harinam. One day, anyhow, I took. But next day, I became ill. I could not. In the night, I don't sleep, so there was headache, and in headache, I cannot chant malle. Sometimes it becomes so that we are mal lagta nahi hai. Man doesn't go. If don't want to chant or to hear Hari Katha, but firstly we engage it, unminded. We don't want to, yet we give our mind to chant and to hear Hari Katha. Tarangarangini there. Tarangarangini means that we are chanting and hearing Hari Katha. Any Vishaya Katha comes, we remember. And we feel so happy in remembering these things. And we at once bhul jate, forget to chant Harinam. Only this is going on, but mind is not there. Especially when we chant our we remember our Diksha Mantra. Sometimes we see that mind has gone so far away. And for so many minutes, it is not returning. So when we will across these things, yet there are 4 or 5 kinds of unearth there. So we will discuss about that thing next week. But why to enter in this realm of rasa. These are essential. Without them, our base is not there. Baseless we are. So for this we will have to read and to practice Madhurya Kadambari or all books of Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Manas Shiksha, Upadeshwami.
So
Prabhupada,
Prabhupada, Prabhupada,